أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله الذي جعل لكم الأنعام لتركبوا منها ومنها تأكلون. In this ayat, previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains His great qudrat, in which are the great favors and the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, which man uses all the time, and by which he should recognize Allah. And in between, Allah Ta'ala explains the consequences on the day of Qiyamah for those who did not recognize, believe in Allah, and were obedient to Him. And those who did recognize Him, appreciated His ni'mats, and made shukr to Him. Here then, Allah explains further in ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, which are also the great qudrat of Allah, which man also uses all the time. Allahu alladhi ja'ala lakum al-an'ama litarkabu minha. Aur Allah hi hai jisne bana diya tumhare waste chopai taaki sawari karo baazo par aur baazo ko khate ho. Wa minha ta'kulun. And it is only Allah who has made animals for you, some of which you'd use as transport and others of which you eat. So the means of transport is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Previously, when people used to travel by camels, by ox wagon, horse and cart, etc., donkey cart, that was also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that it made traveling easy. And according to times, like when the locomotive, the engine, steam engine was made, and the trains came into existence, and it was brought on the station of Deoband, and the ulama of Deoband also went and see it. Shaykhul Hind rahmatullah alayhi, on seeing it, he read the ayat of the Quran, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah has created and made the steam engine now, by which traveling had become much more easier compared to ox wagon, compared to horse and cart. And now you just sit in the train and you travel thousands of kilometers in some hours. Then he read the ayat where Allah says, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And the full translation of that is, and Allah will keep on creating such modes of transport which at this time you do not know. At that time the motor car was not known at all when the steam engine came into existence. Later Allah Ta'ala made that the motor cars came, and aeroplanes came later. All these modes of transport, and yet what is going to come, only Allah Ta'ala knows. And all this is also a ni'mat. We use transport all the time, whether it is our motor cars commonly that we use today, or buses or trains or aeroplanes, but we don't see the qudrat of Allah in all these things. In fact, the dua of when we start traveling, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha, that al-pure is that being who put this mighty power in my control. A motor car engine of 3 liters, 2 liters, what great power. Previously it was mentioned, it was measured by horsepower. The power of a car, 12 horsepower, 20 horsepower. It has got so much power, but Allah has put it in the control of the small insan who is sitting in the driver's seat, and He controls it. Aeroplane, what power it has got. A ship, what power it has got. A train, what power these things have got, and Allah has put it in the control of man. And our transport becomes so simple and easy and comfortable, but we don't make shukr to Allah. Even at the end of a journey, we have seen some Christian people who at the end of the journey, they make a sign of the cross. In other words, thanking Jesus for bringing them safely. But we as Muslims, at the end of a journey, we should make shukr to Allah, that it is only Allah alone who has taken us on this journey, and what hazards are there on a journey, what cannot happen, when how people just return safely. Every day people are going for Umrah, every day people are returning, and all are returning safely. There is a great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, all the travels that are taking place. And of these animals, Allah has given you to eat also. You enjoy your chicken, you enjoy your mutton, your beef. How many other things do you enjoy? All this, we no problem enjoy it, but understand who gave it, who made this enjoyable meat for us, our beef, our all our different types of food that we eat. poultry, etc., were worth enjoying it, think of Allah. But we commonly even forget to say Bismillah at the beginning, even without thought of Allah Ta'ala, just an empty Bismillah. That also does not come on our tongue. Whereas that Bismillah should be a capsule filled with the remembrance of Allah. That you gave me this beef, you gave me this meat, mutton, whatever we are eating, and whether it's vegetables, whatever, it is only Allah who makes it grow and gives it to us. Scientists try and brag of lot of their achievements, but they can't make one drop of water. They can't make one potato. They can't make one kilo of mutton or anything. Allah grows all this. And Allah gives it to us, and it's only right that we eat it in the name of Allah, we slaughter it in the name of Allah, and eat it in the name of Allah. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعَ اور ان میں تم کو بہت فائدے ہیں. And besides this, you have got lot of other benefits also in all these animals. You use the wool of the sheep, etc. You use the hide, the skin of the any of cows, of goats, of sheep, of all this, many other things, the hooves you use, every part of the animal, there is great benefit for mankind. He uses it for different types of medicine, for different types of vitamins. All this Allah Ta'ala has made. وَلِتَبْلُغُوا عَلَيْهَا حَاجَةً فِي صُدُورِكُمْ اور تاکہ پہنچو ان پر چڑھ کر کسی کام تک جو تمہاری جی میں ہو. And you mount these types of transport which Allah has given you, and the desires in your heart you fulfill. You do import, export, trade. You order ships, you order containers and containers of goods. This is all the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And all your desires to import from this country, to export to that country, what and what is not, how lot of coal is not transported from one country to another, and how many other things are not transported which we do not know. At government level, what things are not being transported. So all this, whether you're transporting yourself, or for the transportation of goods, that also is a great ni'mat, and Allah declares it. It is His qudrat and His favor upon you. وَعَلَيْهَا وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ تُحْمَلُونَ اور ان پر اور کشتیوں پر لدے پھرتے ہو. And on these animals and on the ships you move around in the world, the ships that are so full with goods, one ship, how many containers it has on it, and what is the weight of that ship, and it is floating on this water. And this was directly the building of a ship Allah had taught to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah, so to say, personally supervised it. And after that, man on that same pattern is making ships, but today he boasts that we are making this. It is all the gift of Allah. Otherwise you put one stone on the water and it goes down, it doesn't stay up. But the ship with so much of weight on it, it stays above the water, and it travels and brings you goods from which countries, and takes your goods to which countries. وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ اور دِکھلاتا ہے تم کو اپنی نشانیاں. And besides this, how many signs of Allah He's showing you all the time. To see the signs of Allah Ta'ala, you need your eyes. Your eye itself is such a great sign of Allah Ta'ala. In order to see the signs of Allah Ta'ala, you need a restful sleep. The restful sleep in itself is such a great sign of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, when the eyes of the heart are so blind, we cannot see anything and we cannot recognize, and therefore we don't become die hearts of Allah Ta'ala. فَأَيَّ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ تُنْكِرُونَ پھر کون سی نشانیہ کو اپنے رب کی نہ مانو گے. Then which of the signs of Allah are you not going to believe in? Are you not going to accept? This is just like the ayat, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. Which favors of Allah will you deny? Which signs of Allah Ta'ala? Your eye is a great good sign of Allah. So small, and the part of the eye that sees is the pupil. The pupil compared to the eye is very, very small, but the whole mountain comes into that pupil. You capture the whole mountain in that small little part of the pupil. And on if one part of that mountain, a speck of the sand comes in your eye, you can't see anything. You are just keeping your eye closed all the time. So see the qudrat of Allah.
Allah Ta'ala in everything. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Another great signs of Allah, کیا پھرتے نہیں ہو وہ ملک میں. Did they not travel on earth? Especially the people of Mecca for their business. They used to take and undertake journeys of business, one to the north to Syria and one to the south to Yemen. And on that they used to see great signs of Allah. Today man also travels everywhere. All the time he should see the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. فَيَنْظُرُ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. کہ دیکھ لیتے کیسے انجام ہوا ان سے پہلو کا. And then they could have seen what was the result of those people who did not believe of the nations of before. They passed by the ruins of Thamud, of Ad, etc. They passed by the Dead Sea in Palestine. All these things they are passing by and they are seeing, but we don't take notice of all. We go especially to go and see the Zimbabwe ruins, but we don't take a lesson that how such a great monumental building has been brought down to just simple ruins, and they are now called also the ruins. So all this, we should take a lesson from this, that how Allah Ta'ala had destroyed these mighty people who built the Zimbabwe ruins. Just to go and walk there or to cover the whole area is almost impossible today on foot. So big it is. The people who made it, and when it was Abad, when there were people living, how it must have been. Today what it has been reduced to. So all this, Allah says we should take a lesson from this. كانوا أكثر منهم وشد قوة وواتي أنس زيادة وزور من سخت. And these people were much more in numbers than the people of Mecca, and they were much more stronger than the people of Mecca in power and strength. And what till today on the internet also a person go and see the ruins of the Thamud, the people of Thamud, how from mountain Allah made it like clay for them, and they carved out their palaces. Our houses and our mansions and our castles cannot compare at all with what they had done, and they were so much more stronger, Allah says, than the people of Mecca. وَقُوَّةً وَآثَارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ اور نِشَانِيوں میں چھوڑ گئے ہیں زمین پر. And the signs that they have left on earth, whether it is even in Europe, Babylon, etc., the old buildings, whether it is the Red Fort in Delhi, many other places in the world, the people of before, what huge buildings and what strong buildings they had made. For example, the Masjid al-Nabawi, the foundation of it is so strong that they cannot even drill a little bit into that foundation. At that time, what did they have? Knowledge of the engineering which people have got today. But what strong power and what strong buildings they had put off. The Hajar, the Maqam-e Ibrahim, they used what cranes to try and move it from its place. All the cranes broke, but Maqam-e Ibrahim did not move 1 millimeter from its place. So how they had made this? So Allah says, don't you see all the signs of Allah Ta'ala? But when people disbelieved in Allah, what they were, how they were destroyed. كَانُوا فَمَا أَغْنَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. پھر کام نہ آیا ان کے جو وہ کماتے تھے. Nothing came to their help of what they had. All their expertise, all their knowledge, all their wealth, all what they amassed of everything, nothing helped them against the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So in that, insan, today you are so weak, you are plastic today, not even plastic, you are paper, and you want to face up against the azab of Allah Ta'ala, don't break his laws, his punishment will come. And if he breaks your backs and necks, what will you do? Be obedient to him and enjoy his favors in this world. Enjoy his favors in the akhirah as well. وآخر دعوانا.